Eyal Harel is from the company Blue Green, and he is joining us on the line. Eyal, good morning. Is it LG or LG?
Good morning. It's atzot in Hebrew, as far as the English language.
You know how low we've gone if you're asking an Israeli for the pronunciation of an English word. You know, have we no shame? Have we no shame?
Oh my goodness.
All right. Eyal, so how do you pronounce it in English?
In English, I say algae, but frankly, we're not dealing with algae. We're dealing with blue-green algae, which is the incorrect name for what it really is. It's cyanobacteria. Which is bacteria. It's what you have in the water in South Africa and all over the world is an intensification of a bacterial pandemic that is intoxicating waters at an alarming pace and scale.
So is it something is it visible?
Well, it's bacteria, so...
Well, that's what I'm saying, because when I think of algae, I think of that green stuff that's making our water look bad. But if you're saying that this is bacteria, then, or bacterial, give us the context.
So when you're looking at a bacterium, or when you're trying to look at the bacteria, you won't be able to see it without a microscope, obviously. When you're having a bloom, or in what we call a blue-green algae bloom, it's a situation where you have these bacteria species on steroids multiplying like crazy. What happens is that they can multiply every couple of hours in high season, which means 10 cells that you would never see with a naked eye would turn within 3-4 short days into 170 million cells. So you can imagine that you can actually see this bacterial formations all the way from space. And that just gives you an idea how bad the situation is. So when you're actually seeing blue-green scum on the water, this is already a catastrophe. The problem has started long, long before that, even before you could see the green in the water.
Okay, and South Africa, I mean, this is something that is happening all around the world, but of course also in South Africa. Tell us about what the South African situation looks like and how you've been involved.
So the situation in South Africa is not different than the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned before, pollution, human intervention, global warming, all of these contribute together to the formation of harmful algal blooms, and you have as a result 60 million lakes worldwide and some 30 million square kilometers of ocean covered with harmful algal blooms. So this is not a local problem. It's a global problem. To our surprise, and one of the reasons why South Africa is one of the few places that we are aggressively active in is that the response of the local authorities to the possibility of removing this problem from South African lakes and dams was amazing. The swiftness with which we were welcomed by local authorities and the regulators and allowed access to help local dams was very much heartwarming, and we're very happy to work in South Africa.
That's incredible, because very often things can get a bit stuck here. So what have you been involved with here in South Africa?
So we've just made our first steps. As you know, probably we've treated a Rue de Plat Dam. That was in late February. We were called, it was basically an emergency application because there was the junior regatta championship going on the lake. The situation of the lake was very, very bad. Couldn't nearly meet the international standards. And we came fairly fast. Was within a couple of weeks since we got the green light until the time that we actually applied the product. And by the time the championships took place about 10 days later, the lake was in a far better condition than it was before. Since then we have,
carry on.
Since then we've been establishing relationship with the local government. We're working on several different tenders for the treatment of dams in South Africa. We understand that there are a couple of hundreds of dams around the country. Many of them are purposed for drinking water that are under heavy algal blooms year round. And that's a major problem because they're told that these toxic blooms are taking on the health of people and on the economy is just unbearable.
Right. And, what is your process?
You mean how the product works?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so this is a combination of a chemical treatment and a biological process that we are activating. Putting it simply, our product is a floating time releasing on the water. So if you think about algal blooms, this is a four-dimensional problem. It's floating microorganisms that are at the upper layers of the water column, and they're moving all the time and multiplying all the time. Our product is applied at the surface of the water. It mimics the same movement patterns, so basically it locks horns with its target. So we use minute amount of chemical, which in turn triggers a biological chain reaction within the toxic species, which is called PCD or programmed cell death. In other words, we are causing the toxic species to undergo a collective suicide, so to speak. And this is why we can see results very, very fast. And we've been active all over the world. We see results within 24 to 48 hours from a intensively blooming lake into, you know, pristine, nice, blue water.
Incredible. Absolutely, absolutely incredible. And how do people find out a little bit more about your company and what you're doing?
So, yeah, I mean, we're available in all, you know, on the internet. We have a local representation in South Africa. Yeah, I mean, we are available to anybody who needs assistance with their local dams, or, you know, just for advice, what's the problem and how to deal with it.
Absolutely fantastic and amazing work. Very, very pleased to hear a number of things. Firstly, that that you are achieving success with it. Number two, that South Africa is acting quickly when they see these issues. And number three, of course, that you have been actively involved in South Africa in assisting to clean up these problem areas. That's Eyal Harel from Blue Green. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us this morning.